Welcome to Sonya True Crime Podcast. Every time that I be sent these stories, I just think to myself, the world we live in, it gets no better.
Twice as much.
Become a Verbo host today.
When I seen this story, someone actually sent me this story. It said, a 38-year-old woman who was found dead inside a Soho hotel room next to a bloody iron last week has been identified as Queen's mother, who was strangled and beaten, officials say. Denise, 38, was discovered dead inside the Soho 54 Hotel in Lower Manhattan by a hotel maid last Thursday. Her body was on the floor under a blanket, authorities said. The iron was next to Denise, a Jackson Heights resident who has been staying at the hotel for several days. Denise's manner of death was officially determined to be homicide, a spokesperson from New York City Office of Chief Medical Examiner told the Post Monday. Her cause of death was compression of the neck and blunt head trauma, the spokesperson said. No arrest has been made in the case, the New York Police Department said Monday. The victim, 18-year-old son, reportedly said his mother appeared nervous in the week before she was killed. In the week before she was like sad, Edwin told the Daily News. She was so nervous and she was worried. She moved from Ecuador to the Big Apple where she lived with her young nephew while her parents and younger son remained in South America, the newspaper reported. She was also working for us to give us the best life in this country. She always had money to cover anything in the house, he said. She didn't owe no money to anyone. That is sad. They have not made any arrests on this young lady. I hope they find out who actually murdered this young lady. Because she's young. Have children. Yeah, it's just really sad. From my sponsors.
Get one.
Give me 1 second. I hate these stories, and it'd be so many of them. So many of these stories be coming out about what we happening to. So many of these stories is just crazy to me. You have to say the world we living in is just crazy. That is not safe for people because this young woman, so many questions should be asked. She lived in Queens, but her body was discovered in Soho, which is Manhattan. So my question is kind of like, did she work up there? Like, what was she actually doing up there? Or was she actually killed where she was at and someone just took her up there? Or was she seeing someone and she happened to spend the night with that person in the hotel and then the maid found her dead? And is there any CCTV cameras where they can actually show her coming into the hotel, what happened in the hotel, like show like her actually coming in, who she's coming in with, the time she left? Like, there are so many questions they're gonna need to find out and ask, like, what really happened to this young lady, because this right here is a tragedy. with no answers and nobody to solve this case.
Did you know Discover wants everyone to feel special? That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service, as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply. Hey, new season of your podcast, Taking Space. I feel that this season is personal to me. Uplifting conversations with television host Ray Winehouse. We both star and author Ray Wilson. And we will guest provide something special every single one. Come with me on this journey, and I promise you'll be stronger than when you started. New episodes of Making Space with Tony Conley are released every Wednesday. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
And I hope her son, her parents, actually get the answer that they need. Because they need to find out, like, what happened to her. And, you know, the fact that her son made that statement saying my mom was really nervous in the week before she was killed. Did she know her killer? Did she know she was going to die? Did she know that something bad was going to happen? Like, there are so many unanswered questions that they need to find out for this woman. Because this is just crazy to me. There was another one that was crazy to me. That I was like, I didn't understand this one at all. This one was sent to me a long time ago. It said, a mom of two fought with husband about drink before plunging from roof of luxury New York City building. The woman who plunged from a luxury Upper East Side apartment building Thursday had a blowout fight with her spouse just moments before she took the fatal leap, according to source. But the devastated husband said he wasn't even home. Alina Page, 35, jumped from the roof on the 36th story of the Brittany after her spouse confronted her about her drinking habits, law enforcement source told the Post. Her husband, Brian Page, said he wasn't there when the tragedy unfolded but declined to answer questions about whether there was a fight. She was the love of my life, my soulmate, the heartbroken husband told the Post. I am devastated. The mother of two was found with injury consistent with the fall on the corner of York Avenue and East 92nd Street around 6:45 p.m. Page was rushed to the New York Presbyterian Hospital in critical condition, but later succumbed to her injuries. She lived in the Ritzy building, which runs a private shuttle to the subway every 30 minutes with her big family, multiple sources confirmed. Page, officially from Russia, frequently posted images to Facebook of herself smiling from ear to ear with her two young children. She and her husband were just 11 days short of celebrating their 16th anniversary. Police haven't officially labeled Page plunging a suicide, but residents told the Post that the building has extraordinary safety measures in place to prevent an accident fall. The railing is really tall. I will stay at least 4 feet, one renter said about the roof. The windows don't open, they crack. All of them have child safety. I have small cats, so they wouldn't be able to fit through, so she wouldn't. I'm just glad I didn't see it. It's a very family-friendly building. The Brittany, which is just a few blocks from Gracie Mansion, is a ritzy apartment building known for its incredible water views of the East and Harlem River. Yeah, that one was crazy to me. Because according to one of the sources, I didn't understand where they said that the windows don't open, they crack, and they have child safeties on them. Then, here's for anyone who's struggling with suicide thoughts. They have a 24/7 National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 988, or go to suicidepreventionlifeline.org. These were some stories that I was like, wow. I feel sorry for both families. Because the husband and wife, they look happy. But you know, looks are very deceiving. And I'd like to thank you for listening to Sonya True Crime Podcast. Please give it a 5-star review on Speaker, Spotify, iHeart, wherever you listen to your podcast. I appreciate it. Call me at sv766752@gmail.com. Follow me at SONINN795 Instagram, Sonya Santiago, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest. Go to my website, http://podcasters.com/wordpresses.com. Follow my son Sounds on Instagram. He got an app on Apple, Spotify. Follow TJVUCLAIN. She have a book called Black Girl and Matt. King's Flex on SoundCloud. Female have a venture store in New York. Miss Carl, do her affirmations every day, and y'all have a blessed night.